when he left, and I was too young to remember when my oldest brother left, I had the measles, and I was in bed, and we had a side door in that back bedroom of the house, went out the side. So he came out that way to tell me goodbye. And I remember just crying my eyes out, 30 minutes at least, after he left. I was probably no more than 6 years old or something like that, but I'd heard enough about the service and, you know, people got men getting killed and all of this. I knew enough about it that it was a sad day.
Did you have people in your unit that were from local friends of yours at all? Did you see them while you were over at all? Or?
Nah, everybody was from different places in the United States when I was in the Army.
Did you keep contact with anyone?
No, I didn't.
Did you play pranks? Did your friends play pranks when you were little? Do you remember any special pranks that happened? Any mischief that you feel free to talk about?
Go ahead.
I thought you might have a story or two.
When I laugh, I cry. I'm the only person I know of when they laugh, they cry.
I do too sometimes.
Cry is easy too over sad things.
I don't believe I better tell this prank.
I think you better.
Now, I don't think it would be appropriate.
Yes, it would. It's fun. Tell it.
I'm sorry, dear.
If you don't, I will.
You do not know this prank, so just, you just, I believe we've been here an hour and the time is up.
Oh, not yet.
I got to go back to work. I need to go back to work. I believe we better go. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Okay, I'm not going to tell it.
Okay. And do you remember ones that you could tell? Any
not
small
really.
Pranks or anything?
I don't know of any.
Just one, a couple last questions, then we'll be done. Do you remember any historical buildings in the area that you used to visit? Anything that, like Bullock Hall's one I know of around here? Any historical sites in the area that you guys ever visited in your childhood or in your adult life?
More in our adult life, but we lived 2 miles away from it. We didn't really go. Well, people were living in all those houses then.
Right.
And unless you knew them, you know, you didn't go, which we didn't know any of them. Mm-hmm. But later on, as they became historical homes, and we have been in several of them.
And just one final one for me, and then I'll let you guys, if you have anything else you want to add. How do you feel the area has changed over the years? What have you seen as the big changes you think that's happened?
Well, it's changed tremendously. When I was born, Crabapple Road was a dirt road coming right into Roswell. And so it was a long time before that road got paved. Mm-hmm. And things started, you know, building up. A few other roads got paved. And so then things slowly started to be built around here and there. And then he can tell you a lot of the changes since he's built here for 43 years.
I've developed and built developed subdivisions and built houses here in Roswell for 43 years. So a lot of this growth was started by me.
And office parks.
And done a lot of office parks and warehouses and things like that anyway. I can give you a little side note here on how prices has changed in the last few years. Mm-hmm. The first subdivision I developed was called Windsor Forest, and I sold lots up there for $5,000 a piece